Welcome to the world of Diamond Consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar, and we're welcome back to the second part of this first hour of Good Vibrations Radio here on Thursday. And as I said at the top of the hour, it's Thursday. It's the second and third Thursdays of the month. And that means Dr. Arnie Buss is here, speaking of listening. Now, he received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD from Cornell. He's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. He's been teaching and facilitating interpersonal communication classes for the past 6 years. He facilitates individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues and has given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. In addition, in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. Now, Dr. Buss joins us with his segment, Speaking of Listening, on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 5:35 p.m. So let's listen to Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Thank you, Solazar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. As Solazar just said, I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening from your heart, from your aware heart, as I call it. And I will be giving workshops on effective communication and relationship building at the Monterey College of Law, the Mandel Gisnet Center, in June. And if you want more information, please email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. That's ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. And you can also email me if you have any questions or about listening, about communication. I'd be happy to address them. Remember that listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It is much, much more than that. It's about engaging them in a dialogue, a dance, if you will. And one of my favorite quotes is by Ginger Rogers, and she said, "She did everything that Fred Astaire did, only she had to do it backwards and in heels." And so it is with listening. Well, except for the heels part, perhaps. So to recap some of our most recent segments, we've talked about an effective listening approach called tracking, and how tracking can help you identify hidden messages that lie beneath what the words of a person is saying. We talked about how to match the other person's energy and how important that is to establish that energetic connection between them, and ultimately aiming towards a connection, an energetic communication between your heart and their heart. And that helps them move into their aware heart. And we've talked about some barriers to effective tracking. Now, today I'm going to talk about unacceptable and acceptable behaviors and how to identify and understand the difference between the two and why that's important. I'm going to talk a little bit about when to track and what some of the key areas that you need to be in to be an effective tracker. And I'm going to talk about a particular tool that's often very helpful in tracking called a gentle challenge. But first, I want to talk about acceptable and unacceptable behaviors. Now, this is what I consider to be the continental divide. And those of you who were sick on that day of geology remember, might not remember, but the continental divide is a conceptual line in which a drop of rain that falls on the west side of the continental divide eventually winds up in the Pacific Ocean, and a drop of water that falls on just the other side eventually winds up in either the Atlantic Ocean or in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's the idea. So acceptable and unacceptable behaviors are separated by this continental divide. If something is happening or somebody says something, it's either acceptable or it's unacceptable. And what I like about that is it just boils things down to their most basic dichotomy. It helps you identify whether an issue is mine or whether it's yours. And maybe it's neither one. Maybe it's God's. And I found that those are really the only three issues that exist. They're my issues, they're your issues, and they're God's issues. And if you're like me, it's a bit of a challenge to try to solve God's problems. So I try to leave that to him or her. So an acceptable behavior is something where it could be a situation where a person is expressing a problem that they have, but it doesn't involve you. They might be having a problem with somebody else or a problem just with a circumstance. And so if they own that problem, then the most effective thing to do is to track. And when you track somebody who's expressing what is to you an acceptable behavior, but something which is troubling to them, then you can help them find their own solution. Now, notice that I said help them find their own solution. That's contrary to what we often do. We often engage in what I call the pains in the ass, and that stands for advice, suggestions, and solutions. Mm-hmm. So instead of really listening to the other person and understanding where they are, we give them advice. We say, well, here's what you ought to do. Or we give them a suggestion, have you tried this? Or we give them the solution. You know, the only thing that works in this circumstance is to do what I say. Now, if these worked, then I would be talking about them because that would be the most effective way to help somebody. It turns out that they are less than effective. They actually put you in a parental role with respect to the other person. In a way, it conveys the fact that the hidden message, if you give somebody advice, suggestions, or solutions, is that somehow they're too stupid or crazy to figure out their own answers. The alternative, of course, is tracking or listening very deeply. I talk mostly about tracking because that's the approach that I found to be most effective, but there are others. So I encourage you not to engage in the pains in the ass, advice, suggestions, and solutions, and listen. Now, unacceptable behavior have to do with things that impact me. And so the approach here is to address my needs. And the way that I do that is with something that's called the impact statement, which has less to do with listening, but is somewhat related. Or to try to negotiate to agreement to find a mutually acceptable outcome. Or sometimes it's simply a conflict of values. Now, values are things that are neither right nor wrong, but my values may not be the same as your values. In the political arena, we see all kinds of conflict and discord that really boil down to differences of opinion and differences in values. So ultimately, values are often neither right nor wrong. Now, I want to give you a few examples of acceptable and unacceptable behaviors. And there are no right or wrong answers to these, but I just want you to just consider these for a little bit. So let's say it's Friday night, and your 15-year-old daughter, who is getting good grades, wants to stay up an hour later than usual. So as her parent, is that acceptable or is that unacceptable? Just think about that for a moment. And here's another circumstance. It's Wednesday night on a school night, and you have a 13-year-old son, and his grades haven't been quite so good as her sister, but on this Wednesday night, he wants to stay up an hour later than usual. Is that acceptable or unacceptable? See, often what makes something acceptable or unacceptable is not the thing itself, but the circumstances. In both cases, you had a child who wanted to stay up an hour later, but the circumstances were different. In one case, on Friday night, presumably the girl, your daughter, could sleep in a little bit later if she needed more sleep, but on a school night, that option wasn't available to your son. So the fact of it being Friday versus Wednesday made a big difference. Also, if she was a little bit older and he was a little bit younger, that can make a difference. So it's not the thing itself, it's often the context. Here's another example. Your spouse wants to spend an evening out with the girls or with the boys, and you have no other plans. Is that acceptable or is that unacceptable? Again, there's no one right answer. But consider the same situation. Your spouse wants to spend an evening out with the girls or with the guys, and it's your anniversary. Is that acceptable or unacceptable? Again, same behavior, slightly different circumstances. In one situation, it might be more acceptable than the other. So it's very beneficial simply to identify which side of the continental divide something is, a behavior or a statement. So now I want to spend a few minutes talking about when to track. So first, if you hear somebody state a problem, and the problem, especially if the problem doesn't involve you, then that's a perfect opportunity to track. If you hear somebody expressing a message that seems unclear, and you're not sure what it is they're saying, that's a great opportunity to track, to clarify what it is that they're expressing. Sometimes there's a disparity between their words and the nonverbal message. We've talked about this before. And in those cases, what you want to do is hear the unspoken message and track that and find out what it is they're really trying to express. Whenever you hear feelings being expressed, track and validate those feelings. That's so important. the phrase, you shouldn't feel that way, is something that I wish were banned from all speaking English. Because feelings are neither right nor wrong. Feelings are simply true for the person who is feeling them. And to, so to say, you shouldn't feel that way, is one of the most invalidating statements you can make to someone. So whenever somebody asks you a question whose intent you don't understand, then track to understand the intent of the question. There's a story about a young 12-year-old boy who comes to his dad and says, Dad, where do I come from? And his dad realizes, okay, it's time for the talk. So he sits his son down. He tells him about the birds and the bees and all that stuff. And the son says, well, you know, Dad, that's all kind of interesting. But my friend Tommy said he's from Cleveland. And where do I come from? So understand the intent of the question before you jump into trying to answer it. Don't think that you know why a question is being asked. And whenever you're feeling criticized, that's a wonderful opportunity to track. At a later segment, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about how to track criticism. Now, when you engage in tracking, what's important is your state of mind. You want to be willing to help them. You want to be willing to spend the time to facilitate them finding their own solution without offering yours, without giving them those pains in the ass. You want to feel accepting of the other person, even if you disagree with what they're expressing. You need to be able to put aside your own feelings, at least temporarily, until you've tracked the other person down and they feel heard and understood. So you need to feel accepting of yourself. The more accepting of yourself you are, the more able you are to put aside your feelings and validate theirs. The benefits of tracking, well, they communicate without saying as much that you care, that you understand. It helps you recognize and deal with the other person, recognize and deal with their feelings. It builds trust. It fosters self-acceptance, and it promotes warm relationships. Now, I want to end up with a very important tool for tracking. It's called gentle challenges. And this comes up when sometimes it seems that a speaker is stuck, or they keep circling and circling back to the same place. And when that happens, you need to do something that helps knock them out of that rut. Often, part of the reason that they're stuck is they're trying to hold two contradictory thoughts and don't really realize it. So the gentle challenge is a way of helping them realize that without shoving it in their face. It's a tracking tool that helps move the dialogue forward when it has gotten stuck in that rut. So instead of telling the person directly what you're noticing, that is maybe a contradiction, a gentle challenge holds the mirror up to them and helps them see what they might be not completely recognizing. And what it does is it often gives a slight exaggeration to what's being expressed. And this helps them identify the limitations of their point of view. A lot of times you want to use it when somebody says, well, they have no choice or they have no other option. And in fact, there are always other options. And you know that. And at some level, they know that, except they're not ready to see that yet. A gentle challenge is a way of helping them see that. And often the answer to a gentle challenge is no. So many times you want to say to them the opposite of what you believe that they really want. You'll see some examples in just a minute. The operative word, though, and this took me a little while to realize, as my wife will attest, the operative word is gentle, not challenge. And I heard the word challenge, and I like that challenge, get in there. The operative word is gentle. The challenge is the gentleness of it is what challenges the person's thought, but not in a confrontive way, in a way that opens the space for them to see it. Now, usually when tracking, we begin with the word so you feel this way or et cetera. With gentle challenges, you can soften it even more by substituting the word and. So the word "and" softens the tracking response even more, and it signals just a little bit more acceptance. So when you're challenging someone in this way, you want to also be signaling that you're accepting of them, not challenging them. What the challenge is about is you're challenging them to see where they're stuck and recognize it. The tone of voice is absolutely critical here. The tone of voice, more than anything else, conveys your acceptance of them. So you're accepting them, but you're also challenging them. So here are some examples. If somebody is complaining about something, I mean, you might say, and you're okay with that, if their behavior indicates that they're not happy with it, but they're accepting it. Maybe they're talking about a conflict with somebody else. You might say, and you've discussed this with them. Well, no. And so you expect the matter to resolve itself. You know, say, well, okay, now they got to think about it. Or if they feel that they have no choice, you might say, and you have no choice but to allow this to continue. That just gives them pause, and they might say, oh, okay, well, do I really not have a choice? In other words, and you're willing to accept that. Well, no. Well, and so you're willing to accept what's unacceptable to you, if you want to make it even more pointed. Or if they are expressing confusion about something when they also seem to have the information about that, you might say, and you have no idea why that might be. Instead of saying, come on, you know why. Say you have no idea why that might be, and they say, well, yeah, I do, So it helps them see that. It gives them that emotional space where they can move into that. So that's the gentle challenge, and it's kind of an advanced technique. I usually teach it to students who've been at least taking the first level for a little bit. Sometime in the second level is when I teach it. But I've had many students who are quite skilled or who have studied other approaches and are very much open to it. So I encourage you to notice areas where the gentle challenge might be a useful tool to use. So just to recap, it helps to get clear about what's acceptable and unacceptable. The continental divide, knowing when to track and also when not to, and how gentle challenges help move the dialogue forward. So you've been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. If you want to learn more about effective listening and much, much more in my workshops on effective communication and relationship building, email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com, like me on Facebook at AwareHeart, and follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com, that's 2 M's. And until next time, remember, listen from your heart.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Arnie Buss for sharing Speaking of Listening with us, and reminding us that communication is really about listening, not about speaking. So once again, you can contact him by sending an email to ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com or go to Facebook at awareheart.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break before we close out this hour. We'll be right back with more Good Vibrations Radio right after this.